This episode of Changelog is brought to you by Audible.com.
Oh, man, I love Audible. Hey, currently I'm listening to Trojan Horse by Mark Racinovich. Great book.
What's that one about?
The stock exchange.
Right on.
Because it's, the electronic stock exchange and how, dude, you got to read it. It's kind of like a lot of the Dan Brown books.
Okay.
Dante's Inferno, or what was the original one? I am totally blanking. Robert Langdon, Tom Hanks played him in the movies. The professor.
You're losing me, man.
You're killing me. Okay, anyhow, fantastic book. And I realize this is a spot for Audible and I'm not selling it well. Great book. Mark Racinovich, Trojan Horse. Go check it out.
Right on. I'm in the middle of the second book of the Wheel of Time series, which is like old school fantasy.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh.
Which leads me into, if you know anybody out there listening hasn't listened to any of these and you haven't signed up for your free Audible 1 month trial there, head on over to onefootover.com/freebook and check something out.
What?
Yep. That couldn't have been timed more perfectly.
Yeah, right?
Welcome to Changelog, the weekly podcast where we discuss what's new in technology and what that means to real people. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
And how you guys doing? It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a while.
Dude, it's been rough to try to make it to the podcast.
Right? We had sick kids, family problems.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're here now.
We're here for our people.
Right. So, Jim, what are you drinking on?
Tonight, little change of pace. I'm having a nice Heineken.
Are you at Craig's house?
No.
Hey, it's mostly IPAs here. Heineken's my good go-to.
I know.
But with me, it's mostly IPAs.
All right. Fair enough. What do you got?
Next, I'm going to be drinking a Guinness, just to let you know.
Heads up. What do you got working, Craig?
Got a little bit of Breckenridge bourbon going on here.
Ah, some fancy stones.
I do.
I like the stones.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I had to throw a bunch of them in there, though, because I'm not a big fan of these stones. They don't seem to stay cool like some of the other ones I've had, so as long. Just give it that right amount of chill, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm drinking a Diet A&W.
I thought that looked kind of funky there.
And it's delicious.
Hey, speaking of root beer, we were having a barbecue, and I ran to Benny's to pick up a bunch of goodies. Incidentally, I had one Heineken left, so I'm drinking that tonight. But while I was at Benny's, I picked up Sprecher's.
Yeah.
Their, what is it? Their Fire root beer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually beer that's, you know, root flavored.
Yeah.
So have you ever had it?
Yeah, I have had it. It's delicious.
Oh, it is very delicious.
I actually also toured their facility in Wisconsin.
I have been to the restaurant at in the Dells.
Yeah.
And I love that place, but I never went to the brewery.
Yep, it's in Lake Geneva.
We need to do a tour of a brewery.
Changelog field trip.
We'd need a field trip, but we need to explore the technology behind that makes all this fun alcohol possible here.
I just want to examine the vats.
Yeah. Let's talk to Sprecher.
Okay, so specifically the Changelog, big giant steel drums.
Right. Sprecher also makes beer. So they make the beer and the root beer.
That's awesome.
And they have wicked awesome griffins on the front of their building.
They have wicked awesome burgers at their restaurant.
That's true. That's true. The last time I was at the restaurant, there was a hair in my food. I had to make the lady fix it.
Sad panda.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad visit, though. Just
oh, yeah. There was a hair in my food, and there was hair on the chicken. We got hot wings, and the hot wings still had feathers on them.
I just want to say, while that was an isolated incident to the Sprecher's company out there, we love you and love your food. If you are interested in sponsoring our podcast, as we are aficionados of your food and beverage, please reach out to Brian at onefootover.com.
That's right. Craig's the one that hated you guys.
Hey, no, it was based on service. Food was phenomenal.
I forgot you were there with me.
I know. Remember, I got so bored, I ended up finding friends based off of a Facebook picture because they posted a picture of their boot.
Yep.
And the beer was good. The food was good. I didn't have any creepy things or anything in my food. It was just the fact that the service was terrible.
It was pretty rough. And I hope
that was just a fluke for that day because...
Had to have been. I've been there a number of times and had nothing but good service.
Right on.
That's good to know because their food was good enough. It would not have turned me away from going back again.
Yeah. I was there one other time. Sprecher. And it was also very good.
Oh, great. We love you, Spreckers.
All right. So... we're behind now, but we're going to stick to our notes from the old weeks. Windows 10's out.
Yes.
It's getting pumped around places. And they are using basically torrent technology, peer-to-peer now, to do updates. So instead of getting alerted of updates, it's just going to incrementally update in the background.
So... Does this make you nervous at all?
Not necessarily. It's not like I'm hurting for bandwidth. But
yeah, well, let's talk about bandwidth. I mean, it's been a known story that ISPs throttle peer-to-peer traffic.
Right.
So what happens now? I mean, I've always made the argument that what about Linux? It's widely distributed via peer-to-peer sharing. And, it incenses me that companies like Comcast, we hate you, they throttle BitTorrent traffic because in their opinion, no, it's all bad. But, there are viable companies that utilize it. This is just another incident of adding credence to it's a viable means of getting data around the net.
It really is. I mean, it's... As long as you have it encrypted, it's secure. It's not taking up traffic on other nodes that could be used, for different purposes. I don't see the problem.
I think it's fantastic. And I got to tell you, Akamai, their network, it's horrible for moving just tons and tons of content.
Yeah.
So my thought is that... If this is able to help them with sharing the pain of pushing those updates all around, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, is it going to change how things get throttled? Like you said, with Comcast throttling certain things, when you're pushing these updates around and how they're managing a lot of these things, I don't see them changing much because there's a hell of a lot more out there for, them to throttle as far as torrents, things like that, as opposed to them worrying about our Windows 10 updates. And like Comcast really cares about if we're getting our updates or not, but I don't know. It's interesting. I'm very curious to see how it pans out, how they evolve it over time. But at the end of the day, I mean, it doesn't excite me on, hey, Windows is going to be awesome now,
Yeah. All right. The other thing I thought was interesting with the Windows 10 rollout is their new license agreement.
I have not seen it.
You haven't seen it? Did you hear anything about it?
No, because I signed up for my Windows 10 upgrade to my Windows 8.1, and they still haven't sent me when I can update.
So,
dude, you can force it manually.
I know, but I'm kind of pissed, and I'm just waiting until they invite me to the game.
So
with Microsoft's new license agreement, they're basically inserting all the same kind of things that Facebook put into theirs. And people are nervous now because they're like, oh, basically Microsoft is giving you or you're giving Microsoft permission to data mine off your computer.
Oh, yeah.
And so people were kind of throwing a hissy about that. And then I saw another article where. Shit, I forgot where I was going.
If I could just kind of interject a little, two comments on that.
Go.
As far as the data mining goes, when you install Windows 10, it's very important that when it gets to the privacy settings that you don't choose express settings, that you actually go through the manual setup and read each item. It does a good job of explaining item by item what they are talking about and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to their credit, most of the settings are not, would not lead you to believe anything nefarious is going on. That said, don't choose Express. Take the time and just read through them. It only takes about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to go through the, I don't know, it's like 4, 5, 6 pages of settings. Incidentally, I listened to a Security Now podcast with, I'm blanking on his name. Great guy. Very knowledgeable. And he actually goes through, I want to say it's Security Now podcast number 519 or 521.
Okay.
And anyhow, it's Steve over at GRC Labs and GRC.com. And he goes through step by step to tell you what they are, what it means, and kinds of sheds a big spotlight for those that, you know, may have questions mm-hmm. about these particular settings. It's actually a really good one. Anyhow, so Security Now podcast number 521. I'm going to put a link to the show note, or I'm sorry, the show on YouTube. I'm sorry. I keep telling you 521. It's actually 519. And I put a link to the YouTube in the show notes. The second thing that I wanted to tell you is Craig. I've been following Gabe over at Microsoft for a long time, and he kind of broke it down the other day when he said they're releasing them based on hardware profile. So for the machines, as they roll out these updates, they kind of, like for the MacBook Air, for example, for Windows 10 to run on the MacBook Air, they want to make sure they have drivers that work and have been tested 100% before they let anybody that has a hardware ID that matches a MacBook Air get accepted into the Windows 10 update.
Oh, wow. So they learned something from Windows Vista, huh?
Apparently. So, but what I found funny was my buddy's got a Dell XPS 13, one of the brand new ones. And I got my update on a MacBook Air before he got his. And it kind of blew my mind that the MacBook Air, you know, which is, you know, the competition Windows mm-hmm. is can only be run in boot camp, not even, you know, natively because of the UEFI. And Dell, which is a legitimate Windows, brand new system, brand new hardware, it took forever for him to get his update or his invite.
That's weird. Jenny got hers before the day that they were supposed to be, like her early invite. And then the day that it came out, she had the download waiting.
I actually just forced my update the morning that it was released on the 29th because I didn't want to wait. But I actually got my update like the next day.
So, any other thoughts on that, Craig?
Not really. I did throw something in the the show notes because, you know, it had been talked about for a while and we brought up Raspberry Pi several times on here, is running, you know, the stripped-down Windows 10, the IoT version of it on Raspberry Pi. And pretty much, you know, I loaded it. I have not had time to play with it, unfortunately.
Okay. I'd be interested to hear or see what that looks like.
Yeah, and it's not a full interface or anything like that, but I've been seeing a lot of demos online of people doing some really cool things with it. You know, it is stripped down. I want to see what it's like at the command interface, everything. So I'll keep you guys posted on it just because I've been very interested to see how that is. And in the show notes, it's a link to the site that lets you pick because you can run this on an Arduino as well.
Okay.
So how it's going to, you know, it's going to be completely different between the two because I use both Arduino and Raspberry Pi, and I use Arduino for my simple automation for, you know, robotics, you know, little things like that. Whereas I can't imagine using an Arduino for anything too heavy other than like simple commands.
Right.
Which you've seen some of my fun. And then, but yeah, the Raspberry Pi, I mean, being, you know, almost a full-fledged mini computer, you know, we'll see, have some fun with it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. But other than that, I mean, Windows 10, once I actually have it physically to play with a little bit more, you know, I check it out and see what's going on.
Sweet.
I'm excited to see it. I hear nothing but good things about it.
So, Jim, what do you got for us?
Okay, I am super stoked because they announced that Ready Player One, the movie, was going to be coming to theaters. And I wrote December 15, 2015, but I actually think that's wrong. Is it really 2015?
I don't think so.
2017. That's what it is.
That makes more sense.
And Steven Spielberg is going to be directing.
Which we knew.
Which is huge. At least for me, because let's face it, he's badass. And the book is badass.
Steven Spielberg was badass.
Correct.
His last few things, I think he's kind of lost it.
Okay, if you go back to the Isle of the Crystal Skulls, and we kind of forget everything that's happened after that, would you be okay in saying he's okay? He's good? Badass?
Probably.
Okay,
but that was a while ago, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Spielberg, if you're listening. And I know you are, because at this point, we're famous. I mean, we got billions of people listening to us. So, Stevie, listen, Steve. Aliens? Really? In Indiana Jones? What were you thinking?
I liked it. So.
He let them put walkie-talkies in their hands instead of guns in the remake of E.T. Okay,
I don't.
That's where he lost me.
Garbage.
You think it's outlandish for aliens and Indy? No. I think walking around holding a walkie-talkie with a cocked hand looks really damn weird.
I thought that was like an edited version made just for TV.
No. When he re-released it, that's the only version you can get now.
Oh, my God.
I actually have one of the last DVD prints they did of the original version.
Okay. You guys, you're harsh on my buzz here, because I was really hoping that this was going to be badass.
And
I was thinking like Goonies-type cult classic.
Yeah. See, here's what I think. I think you have Spielberg executive produce it, or even just produce it. So you get all of his clout and his experience, right?
Okay.
But then you have Edgar Wright direct it.
I could see that. Yeah.
Because
right on.
If you look at like Scott Pilgrim.
Dude, I love that movie.
Besides the fact that it's very similar to the style of Ready Player One.
Yeah.
From what I understand, almost every frame of that movie is taken out of Payne's from the source material.
The graphic novel. Yeah. Right.
So if he's going to be that true to a graphic novel source material, I think he would really bring out the best in this movie.
Well, it's not too early. I mean, this thing is 2 years plus away.
Right. I mean, if Spielberg's listening, then he'll know. We'll tell him he found out. Get Edgar Wright on the phone.
Dude, it's not that we don't like you, Steve, but you fucked up as of late.
I like how Jim came
full
circle.
It's funny, though, when
Jim's
complaining about the kingdom, the Crystal Skull and everything, because they made a South Park episode that was fantastic, and it shows Indiana Jones, you know, Harrison Ford dressed up, and he's playing the Indiana Jones pinball, and all of a sudden George Lucas and Steven Spielberg come up and just bend him over the pinball machine and have their way, and he wakes up going, "No, Indy, no! Don't let him do that to you."
I must tell you, I don't watch Family Guy. Or, I'm sorry, South Park.
No, it was pretty good because, you know, you hate it when you see one of those directors you really like. They produced all that stuff and you see something like that, which I wasn't as turned off by the Crystal Skull as a lot of people. Was it weird and bizarre? Yep, I'm not going to lie. Kind of a weird way to go out on a high note for the Indiana Jones, you know, because if they're really going to hand the reins over to Shia LaBeouf, yeah, we'll see.
I liked Shia in that movie.
Hey, I like him in a lot of stuff.
He
gets
bad.
A lot of hate. He's kind of weird off camera. I actually like the dude with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think that he would do I would watch those movies if he was Indiana, like the new Indiana Jones, because he's not the same guy. He's his son. So you don't have to look at it as a replacement, more as a continuation.
I mean, I don't think he'd do a bad job, but I don't think he'd be my first choice for a new Indiana Jones to bring in a new era.
I don't know. He looks a lot like Harrison Ford. It's probably why they did it. They have similar features. But
yeah, you lost me there.
It would be cool.
Yeah, they both have hair.
Yeah.
I have two fingers. They if they did that though with him and then kept Harrison Ford as like his dad's role in it. So he was still involved. I think that would be dope.
Okay. Just whatever. Like I'm stoked about Star Wars.
Yes.
Well, who
I'm just saying it's what 119 days away. That's less than 4 who's months, counting? People. Dude, I just made it obvious. That's, I'm stoked.
That's called sarcasm.
Yes, I know. I want to see this movie.
We do a tech podcast. I don't think there's one person that doesn't like Star Wars that listens to us. And if you don't, I'm sorry.
And they're remaking Goonies.
Yeah, well, and I hear, though, it's a sequel to Goonies, not a remake.
Right. That's hearing, what I meant. It's a sequel.
So, exactly. And I'm putting something in the show notes, which is kind of funny, because I just saw an article today about the house from Goonies that was Mikey's house, and, you know, they were doing, Chunk had to do the truffle shuffle, whatever they call it.
Right.
I guess people go to that house regularly and lift their shirt and do that dance to these poor people that own it, so they've had to outlaw people going by to do this.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
I can see it. I can see it.
Well, here, I've almost got it linked, and you do need to check it out because it is pretty funny when you read it, the fact that people just feel the need that that's what they have to do when they go there.
Yeah.
I kind of...
That's pretty great.
I can understand it.
I bet you they just have people lined up with that ugly shirt on.
Yeah, how many people in a Hawaiian shirt go there and just start doing it?
With plaid pants.
Oh, man. So good. Yep.
That's my mom's favorite part. I love that movie.
It's so good.
Yeah, I hope that remake happens.
I can't wait for Zach to be able to watch that.
Oh, I already showed it to Jacob.
Yeah, I'm just... There's so much cussing.
It's actually only in like the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They cram it all in at the beginning, and then once they're actually in the tunnel, I don't think there's any. Which was pretty funny.
There's a lot of jokes, yeah, that'll go over the head, but... What's that sound? Sounds like my grandfather taking a leak.
All right, Jim, what do you got for an app or tip of the week?
Okay, so I've been playing around with this new app. It's called ISS Spotter. And basically, it's at least for iOS that I know of... It does the real-time placement of the International Space Station. So it'll show you if you – I don't know if you can see this. And, of course, since we're doing video
– Oh, yeah. Look at that.
For nobody. Nobody but us. It shows – and if you look close, you can see the axis moving, the trajectory.
Yeah, I have a Santa tracker that does the same thing that tells me where Santa is on Christmas Eve.
So anyhow, the app has alarms that you can set that says based on your placement when it is going to be at least in a 30-degree horizon, so it would be photographable by you.
Okay.
And you can say, hey, I want to be alerted 25 minutes before it is going to be on my horizon, so you can photograph it. And it's fantastic.
That's pretty
cool. If you're one of the nerds like us that likes space and all that, then this is very good for you. So like right now... it is over Brazil.
Ah. Yeah, I wanna get that just so I can show Jacob a satellite. Be like, there it is, boom. Watch it go.
And so right now it's 4,796 miles away.
Have you been using it long enough to actually see it yet?
The one night that it came across, it was cloudy and I couldn't see it.
Oh.
But it does, I mean, it does come every like 2 weeks or so. It passes over a part of the U.S. that I would be able to see it.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah. Very cool. ISS Spotter, and the link is in the show notes. And it's free, by the way.
Right on.
Great app. What about you, Brian? What do you got for us?
Well, I've been running Minecraft servers for a while, and it's always a hassle getting in there and configuring them or restarting them when there's a problem. And I found this app called MC My Admin. Well, it's a program that you buy for like 10 bucks. You install it on your server, and then it gives you a web interface. But then they also have an iOS app that then lets you manage your Minecraft servers right from your phone. And I'm like, this is genius. and it works really well. You can even add and remove plugins and all kinds of stuff. So if anybody out there is, you know, running Minecraft servers, I recommend checking it out.
Boom.
And I'd like to note that Brian, I tried to get him on Minecraft a long time ago, and it was stupid. I'd never do this. And now he won't leave it alone.
Yep. That's how it goes.
That's how we do.
I have to hate everything that you suggest to me initially.
You seriously do. Everything I suggest you hate and you end up loving because you can't admit that you love it. You just can't give me that moment.
Hey, at least he is reliable.
That's right.
On what? On that section?
He is he is predictable.
Yep.
All right. Predictable. There you go. I was going to say reliable.
All right. What do you got, Craig?
All right. So touched on it in the past, and of course it just keeps picking up more and more speed in the headlines, and luckily no bad stuff lately, you know, but the good old drones floating around out there. And, you know, since we like to talk a lot of tech, there's a ton of stuff out there, you know, different projects where they're actually using like the Arduinos, the Raspberry Pis, things like that, to program these things to do stuff, because we've heard all about, you know, I think we talked a while back when Amazon was talking about using them to deliver packages, which, you know, I still find hilarious if anybody ever thinks they're going to get a pizza delivered by a drone.
Right.
You know, or even that Amazon package or whatever. It's like, it's a great idea, but I'm waiting for the first one to get like shot out of the air, you know, delivering a nice package. And
did you know that it's illegal to shoot out a drone out of the sky?
Yes. There was a guy who made headlines because he shot one with a shotgun, shot it out of the air.
Although, I saw you. There is a frequency that is emitted by the gyroscope, and if you're able to generate that frequency and aim it at the drone, it will lose its trajectory programming from whoever is controlling it, and it'll fall out of the sky.
And
that is not illegal.
No, but here's the other thing too, they've made it so easy with the technology getting cheaper. Hey, I could draw a circle on Google Maps. Sorry, I'm a little more old school where I flew planes and helicopters and, you know, ducted fan jets. I don't let any automation run on mine. I understand using the automation. I like where if your signal gets weak or your controller dies, it'll fly itself home and land itself. But to say, hey, look, I can fly drones because I can draw a circle on my iPhone on Google Maps, you know, that's not really flying a drone. That's drawing a circle and watching something autonomously run around.
Right.
And some of the new rules are, you know, you can't go above a 500-foot ceiling. You cannot use any automation whatsoever. It all has to be 100% flown by you. Even the goggles that I have. Luckily, my wife's uncle has his ham radio license, so he goes out flying with me. And should need a ham radio license in order to use some of this equipment. So it's kind of cool with some of the automation they're doing with these things, but, you know, I'm more into, you know, what they're doing, you know, at technical schools as far as, you know, they've got one where it's almost impossible to knock it out of the air, and one of them that they programmed with the mind of a bee, you know, to actually see how bees react and stuff like that, which, you know, all I think of is Chappie every time I see that article pop up every now and then. And, but no, it's, I don't know. It's kind of cool. You know, there's so many all over the place and everybody wanting to film with them. And, you know, we could go into privacy, you know, I just kind of want to focus more on the technology of it. And I mean, I don't know, you know where I stand with building these things. So I was just curious on, do you guys get curious about these things? And do you even see a need for them other than, which before I get off my long-winded rant, you know, just recently there was a guy who, they searched for 3 days for this missing person, and within 20 minutes, this guy flies his drone up and finds the missing person.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, because there's a lot of articles, and in fact, the one I posted in the show notes is firefighters are getting very agitated and annoyed, you know, because, you know, these things are flying around and distracting them, and there was a great video of one of them just turning the hose on one and knocking it out of the sky.
Is that illegal, Jim?
I don't know.
You didn't shoot it.
I'm guessing it is because you're not discharging a firearm.
Yeah, there you go. Because, yeah, that is one thing. If you're at a firing range and you shoot down a drone, is it a bad thing?
That drone shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? They've got so many cool ones coming out and everything. You know, they've got the one, the action one, where, you know, you wear like the wristband and it just chases you around. And there's a new one called Lilypad, I think it is. And you literally wear a tracker like a watch and you can just throw it in the water and it'll take off on its own and land when it's done, but unfortunately it only does 1080p, where I like my GoPro doing, you know, 4K, so that way I can get rid of the, you know, nice little fisheye look to it. So.
Right.
But, I mean, I've shown you some of the stuff, Brian, what I've done with it, and it's fun. You know, I like doing it for video work and stuff, but I don't know. They're just a little overdone in some ways, but they're just so damn cheap and easy to get a hold of, too, though.
Right on.
You know, helicopters back in the day, you know, you spend $1,000 on one and crash it in the first 5 minutes. It's like, I can go buy a drone for $200 or build one, crash it, rebuild it for cheap, and be back in the air.
Boom.
So, but I don't know. Do you guys see any other, I mean, any fun, cool technology type things we could do? Because haven't they talked about making like free, like Google doing Wi-Fi from hot air balloons? And I've even heard from drones and things like that, where they can actually, you know, cascade their wire, you know, their signal in remote areas and stuff like that.
Yep.
They were doing that.
Yeah, but, you know, like with everything with drones, it just comes and goes. It's like the hot topic kind of dwindles down. And like I said, luckily they're not in the news for landing on the White House lawn lately.
Yeah, genius. I think drones are cool, but I don't have enough interest to actually get into it.
Yep, same here.
Shame. Although,
give it a while, just like Minecraft, he'll be all into it.
Exactly. Although, but you guys haven't seen my other drone I'm trying to work on, and it's not a flying one. And I know the word drone is so loosely used, they actually hate that it's called a drone, but, you know, since that's the commercial term, I guess I'll keep using it, is one of my tanks. It's like a 20-pound tank that actually shoots airsoft.
That's pretty cool.
And it's running on one of the Raspberry Pi boards. And right now it'll only go in a straight line. I got to figure out how to program it to do the rest because it's not linking up with it properly. But it's just kind of cool to actually set a task and have it go run around and shoot things in my backyard.
Nice. That is pretty awesome.
All I think of is toys.
Oh, man, I love I love that movie.
The Tommy Tanks?
Yeah.
Yolanda and Fritz, man.
All right, so what was your app, Craig? It looked pretty cool.
So it wasn't it is kind of an app. It's more like a video player, but I actually made this, and because it's been a while, I can't find the darn thing. But it's kind of cool because it generates a 3D hologram. And you take like a CD case and, you know, you pretty much make a pyramid with like the top cut off of it. And when you actually download the, download the app, it's basically just a video is all it's playing. It reflects off all four sides. You set it in a certain spot on the phone and you dim the lights. And it's kind of cool to see like a butterfly flying in there. And the kids thought it was amazing to see it. And I thought it was just kind of a fun little quick 5 minute DIY hologram setup. So
that's pretty cool.
If you're bored, you know, you want to do something with the kids, it is actually a fun little project. It's surprisingly easy. And like I said, it's kind of some fun. The novelty does wear off, which is why I can't find the thing. I haven't used it since the second night we put it together. But
that's pretty awesome. I do have a bunch of old CDs laying around, so I could make one of those.
Well, yeah, and I actually didn't even use a CD case. I used the clear plastic from a container, like a package.
Oh, okay.
And you could do the exact same thing. So, and I like that better because I could actually cut it a little bit easier. Because the CD case, because of the ones that I have, are all old CDs.
Yeah.
You try to cut it, and it just shears off in really weird directions. So, but yeah, check it out. Try to find some, like, plastic container, like, cheap, thing. It's just got to be clear. If it's foggy,
yeah,
it just disperses the light wrong, and you won't get it.
All right. Good stuff. All right, anybody got anything else for this week?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that was Changelog. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
Have a great week.